This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. Here in Chattanooga, the Charles H. Coolidge Medal of Honor Heritage Center had just opened when COVID-19 hit our area. The center soon had to close, but recently it reopened, reimagining its curriculum and events. Jules Parker is the center's director of development. Jules, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You have a lot going on, even with how everybody has to operate now due to COVID-19. Tell us what's coming up next.
The Heritage Center just announced that the Celebration of Valor will be moved from August the 26th to a virtual program that's broadcast at noon on Tuesday, October the 6th. And we did this because of concerns for COVID and concerns for our community, our volunteers, our beautiful veterans that are major supporters of our event. The fourth annual Celebration of Valor is a very special patriotic event that brings together community leaders, local educators, and area veterans to raise funds to support and expand our character education program. The National Medal of Honor Heritage Center works in collaboration with the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, and the society is the group of Medal of Honor recipients. Right now, there's 70 that are still alive, and the Congressional Medal of Honor Society perpetuates their mission to educate Americans, especially our youth, about the 6 Medal of Honor character values. And those values are patriotism, citizenship, courage, integrity, sacrifice, and commitment. So our mission is to provide educators and parents with resources and hands-on learning activities that will empower our next generation of leaders to embrace and emulate the Medal of Honor values. And we hope that our students and our community will use those values to improve their lives and their community. So that's what the Celebration of Valor does, is it raises funds to perpetuate that mission.
The Heritage Center, it's more than a museum.
Oh, yes, it is. It's our local treasure, and we need the support of our community. We hope families will come and visit and support our mission and go to our website and learn more about our educational program. We want students and parents to talk about their own family values and how different ways that we can incorporate citizenship. You know, I see with the COVID pandemic going on now that our values are more relevant than ever. And I think it's important for people to talk about what it is to be a good citizen and what it means to love our country.
And so how are you operating at this time, and how much are you shifting to virtual?
Technically, we're open. The National Medal of Honor Heritage Center is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, 1 to 6. But we are operating at less than 25% capacity. I will say that the Hamilton County Health Department gave us permission to reopen after we took all appropriate measures that's required by state and local officials. We want to ensure the health of our visitors, our staff, and our volunteers. So what we do to protect that, we have regular professional cleanings, and we have applications of an antimicrobial coating. We implemented daily wellness checks of all of our staff and volunteers, and we all wear masks all day, every day. That includes our volunteers. In addition, we created a social distancing plan, and we stagger the timing of folks coming in so that it supports social distancing. We believe it's safe to come in, and it's practically like a private tour. So I do want to encourage our listeners to come out and visit. But we want them to know that they need to wear a mask.
Talk about the living classroom.
The living classroom is something that we pivoted to during COVID. When we closed the Heritage Center due to COVID-19, we immediately made plans to support a virtual education. Adventures in Valor is the name of our online education resources. It includes a scavenger hunt, values videos, discussion questions, and most importantly and most fun is living history virtual classes. We have historians that dress up in period outfits to represent historical figures, and we go online through Zoom and interact with students. It was really cool. The students love it. We actually had a fellow that dressed up as a World War I veteran, and he pitched a World War I authentic tent. and shaved like they shaved and talked to them about what it was like to be a soldier during World War One, and the kids could interview him and ask him questions. And we have living historians that represent each period of conflict from the Civil War through the War on Terror. And so that's a big focus of ours as we move into the school system this year. And I really look forward to being able to inspire and educate students on that level. I think they're going to love it, continue to love it anyway.
You are still working on your exhibits and you have added a few statues.
Yeah. So while we were closed, we were able to get in, and this was held up in New York because of COVID, but we actually got this fantastic sculpture of Charles Coolidge. And actually, when I looked in the crate, I was like, because, you know, Charles Coolidge has three sons and I know them all very well. And when I looked in that crate and saw the statue, to me, it really did look like Charles Coolidge. And then we also got a sculpture of Desmond Doss, and we put him on top of Hacksaw Ridge, and you can see him pulling up a soldier to safety. You know, he saved 75 soldiers in Iwo Jima during World War II, and he never carried a gun. I love that story. It's a story of true courage, really.
And besides the celebration of valor on October 6th, you've got something else taking place in October.
We do. We're hosting our second annual Sporting Clays tournament. It's going to be Thursday, October the 1st at Benton Sporting Clays. And the proceeds from this event will be used to support and grow the character education program as well. I'm hopeful to fill 15 teams. Each team has four shooters on it. And I'm excited to announce that this year we're going to have the United States Army Marksman unit coming. They're coming in from Fort Benning to entertain us. They're going to participate during lunch and provide a demonstration of their marksman and trick shooting skills. We also have Dale Bouchelon coming. This will be the second year that he's come. He's going to participate in the tournament, but also he's coming in the day before to give people a chance to get a private lesson with him. Dale Bouchelon is a World English Championship marksman. He won the Super Veteran Team Gold Medal for the USA, and he won the silver medal in the French World Championship. So it's quite an honor to have him. And if anyone out there is listening and you enjoy target practice, these are sporting clays. They get shot up in the air, and the guys have to just take their shotgun and shoot at it real quick. And it is a tournament, so we give trophies at the end. The teams are $2,000 per team. It's a corporate sponsorship that supports our education program. So you can go to our website and sign up. MOHHC.org. That stands for Medal of Honor Heritage Center. We also are on Facebook at the First Medals. We're on Instagram at the First Medals and on Twitter, MOH_chat.
All right, Jules, thanks so much.
Appreciate you.
Late last month, the eviction ban on subsidized housing, part of the Federal CARES Act, came to an end. As 30-day notices start to expire, what's next? Emily O'Donnell is a lawyer here in Chattanooga. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ray.
When the pandemic hit, you knew what was going to be coming when it came to evictions. Tell us more.
Yes. So as soon as we realized that the pandemic was going to cause a huge shutdown of the whole economy, it was clear that there would be economic devastation. What really made people scared was the shutdown of the courts, because we knew that people would be falling behind on rent and that there would be this kind of huge backlog gathering and that we would have a huge eviction problem for the foreseeable future.
And then what are we seeing right here, right now in Chattanooga and Hamilton County?
We are seeing a lot of evictions. Right now, we are in a little bit of a lull. So there was a federal moratorium that applied to federally backed mortgages, federally funded public housing, things like that, Section 8. During that moratorium, we were in court a lot arguing where sometimes landlords were trying to evict, even though they were subject to the moratorium, and then private landlords also were still evicting at that time. So we were dealing with a lot of cases that had been kind of pent up during the court closure, and then also the private non-moratorium cases. The moratorium ended a couple weeks ago, but the landlords that were subject to the moratorium have to issue a 30 days notice before proceeding. The next wave will be when that 30-day notice expires. And a lot of cases that were filed improperly or filed prior to the shutdown were passed off until August, September, October. So we will be dealing with those in the weeks and months to come.
And some of these resources, because of the action or lack of action in Washington, have dwindled.
Some of them have. Some of them have dwindled more slowly than we would hope. So there are several different pots of money available, and our project is coordinating legal assistance with financial assistance. Our thesis being that those two things combined would be more powerful than each individually. So the judges were concerned that landlords might take the assistance payments and not properly dismiss their cases. So there's a benefit to have an attorney on the case to make sure that they act in good faith. That has happened in crises past with the had federal bailout money. There's a city fund, and there's also a community foundation fund that's housed at CNE. So each fund has different restrictions, and by having access to both, we can kind of fill in the gaps.
So what are you hearing from folks at this time then?
People are very frustrated with some of the restrictions on the city funding. It's limited. You have to live within the city limits. You have to have documentation that your income was lowered due to COVID, or you have to have worked in an industry that was well known to have shut down. They will only pay up to 3 months of rent. They will not cover court costs or attorney's fees. So if anyone didn't get the city funding and their case was already filed, they need a little bit extra, and we can dip into the other fund. It's meant to be much more flexible. So people are very frustrated. Some people, their bosses refuse to give separation notices. A lot of clients, surprisingly, lost their income, but they weren't exactly laid off due to COVID. There was something else, like they were on an unpaid maternity leave and then they couldn't go back. So there's not a document that shows that. So a lot of people who really felt that they should be eligible were denied. I spoke with a woman today who didn't lose her job, but she lost her childcare. And so her employer is working with her, but she's had to severely reduce her hours because her special needs son can't get the care that he needs. So she has to take care of him and not go to work. So there are just a whole lot of barriers to people that are causing a lot of stress right now.
And what are you hearing? What are you seeing from communities in our area beyond Chattanooga? What's comparable? What's different?
I have really had kind of my head down in this work. I've been really busy, and I'm only working in Hamilton County on this particular project, but certainly we have connected with other programs across the state and across the country that are looking to solve the eviction problem and figure out how to stabilize it in the future. That's a huge component of this project, is that CNE will be developing some policy recommendations so that we can shore up housing stability and not have this type of crisis again. I think that what we're seeing here is pretty comparable to other places. There's a lot of conflicting data, and it's very difficult to get good data in Tennessee because our records are not electronic or easily. You can't run a perfect report of everything that's happened.
And if people want more information about this project, if they're looking for help, how can they get in touch?
Anyone who is behind on their rent and has received a notice to vacate can contact Chattanooga Neighborhood Enterprise at 423-756-6201. They will be prompted to leave a message. Someone will call them back and get back all their information to qualify them for the program. If they are interested in applying for the city assistance, they can go to chattanooga.gov and click through to the rental assistance program. And then somebody there, they have a great staff of people. They have made thousands of contacts with Chattanoogans and Hamilton County residents. If they qualify, they will be ushered through. The question there is, do they qualify?
All right. Emily, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon, we have the second half of the show streamed on the Mountain Spirit Facebook page, part of their Mountain Spirit acoustic series featuring Flagship Romance, who were scheduled to appear at the Isis Music Hall, where the Mountain Spirit acoustic series would normally be staged. But because of the pandemic, not only had to cancel that show, but their entire tour. but they did play a live streamed concert via the Facebook page on the 12th of this month. Flagship Romance is Sean Fisher and Jordan Jackson, who call the music they make alternative folk, high energy, uber caffeinated, originating from their home studio in Truth or Consequences in New Mexico. On this afternoon, Scenic Roots, the second half of the set played by Flagship Romance.
Thank you, Bruce.
Let's do Mountain Song.
Yes!
It's about how much nature can teach you if you just listen. So, here we go. Hey. All right, Paul Jackson in England. All right, cool. Thank you very much for tuning
Thank
in,
you,
buddy.
Paul.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
It's kind of late over there right now. Thanks for watching.
Hope I make it over there someday. Is it bad to say some year? I'm just kidding. So, no. Mountains could talk. They say, I don't envy your lips, child. They only get in the way. very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We could do Harvest. We could do the Mount Song. I'm all over the map today. Here we go.
You take my hand, and we went to head for gold in this barren land, and I will do the best I can before your faith in me begins to bend. If you feel deceived, I won't blame you if you leave. So won't you take my hand? Yeah. And we will dig for gold in this barren land, and I will do the best I can before your faith in me begins to bend. For y'all. Thank you. Thank you. know yourself. Living through somebody else, spending hours studying the mirror of a face that you don't recognize. The confession, taking on a looming task of pulling back the real life mask. Find the soul that's chained inside of me. Set loose spice, following the key. Loose spice, following the key.
Super into it.
I just,
the rest of them
get,
we can just
sit here and just get really lost in it.
No, yeah, me too. I know, and then I always try to play it different. It's like normally, it's, you know, like. I was trying to do like this My Chemical Romance thing going on. You know, but it was just
It's different.
You know, you're never gonna get the same song twice. So
not usually on Sean.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's do.
Yeah.
All right. So we got two more. All right. Thanks, Dave. we might try to make that happen the next time. Like for real, man.
Oh.
Ah, is that you? No, is that you? That's you. You might not hear it through this phone microphone, but I hear it.
Yeah.
So close. Come on, baby.
Aww.
You're
almost
there.
Thank you, Mary.
This is what we call close enough. Nemesis, here we go. Acid. Now let's bring it back up to here, because I don't like that key. There we go. Let's keep going up the neck.
No.
If that's not live, I don't know what is.
All right, we got one more for you. Thank you very much for tuning in.
well,
oh, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was our feat.
That was our feat, doing that.
So, we have one more.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it so much. I saw that our friend Leslie and her baby Rhea are tuned in, and we love you guys. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for our listeners tuning in on this page. Make sure you like this page. There's going to be a lot more awesome music being streamed from all over on this page in the future. And then those of you who are just hearing us for the first time through the Mountain Spirit page, please keep in touch. We will be playing again, and we'll be releasing some new things soon. And yeah, this is awesome. So thank you. All right. Well, uno más.
This song's called Buddha's Backyard. Buddha's Backyard.
Mm. What's that?
Thank you. Mm. This song's about loving your neighbor. Especially if your neighbor's different from you. How about that?
Yes.
Alright. Ooh. Get down the blues. Get down with the blues. Very much. The Flagship Romance. This is Buddha's Backyard. Interesting times we're in, but Lee Miles knows what I'm gonna be doing as soon as I'm done with this. Alright. Oh god. Lee, you can't say stuff like that on these things. Okay. We played Mountain Song, Lee. Alright, here we go.
We did.
Okay. I'll shine! Here we go. These things.
What?
Is that when there are people, I know not to do the things that I do in private. You know?
Sort of.
Okay.
You're kind of just crazy in real life, too.
Alright, Lee. I met Jesus in Buddha's backyard. So hard. We gave you free will. So why are you still a slave to yourself? You have met Jesus in Buddha's backyard. And I saw God in the eyes of child, and in the reflection I saw where we came from. 'Cause we don't arrive fearfully wired, and we're not born racist. Soon we forget. Yeah, I saw God in the eyes of a child. Yeah. So let the earth be thy church, and let love be your temple. Your own heaven is
you very, 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 very much.
In a show streamed from their home in Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, that was Flagship Romance, part of the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series in Asheville, North Carolina. Details on the series are on their Facebook page, Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series. This is Scenic Roots on WUTC.
I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.